This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with French President Emmanuel Macron today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that they discussed their shared concerns over the evolving situation in West Asia and the need for a return to dialogue and diplomacy. He said that the two countries will continue to engage closely and coordinate efforts towards the early restoration of peace and stability in the region. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar spoke with Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi this afternoon. The External Affairs Minister also spoke with Oman's Foreign Minister Sayed Badr bin Hamad bin Hamoud al-Busaidi on the ongoing conflict in West Asia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the 11th edition of Raisina Dialogue in New Delhi today. Delivering the keynote address, President of Finland, Dr. Alexander Stubb, today said that the Global South will decide the next world order and India will play a deciding factor in it.
The global power balance has shifted. The Global South has both demography and economy on its side. I mean, here we are in a country which is portraying growth rates of 7%, probably projecting all the way to 2047. And at the same time, it's the biggest democracy in the world. The era of a Western-dominated world is over, but it will take some time to sink in across the West.
On shaping the new world order, Dr. Stubb highlighted that India has been applying values-based realism for thousands of years. He said this is evident in how India works as a constructive member of the United Nations. Dr. Stubb said India should have a permanent seat in the UN Security Council. He added that India has been under no illusions and has based its foreign policy on a pragmatic worldview. Speaking on this occasion, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar said Indians must continue to develop sharp global awareness. He said that discussions over the next few days will be about new capabilities, technology, AI and new mindsets.
Our discussions over the next few days will be about new capabilities, military, economic, energy, human resources, and above all, technology. AI particularly awaits us. It will also be about two new mindsets, the greater propensity to take risks, equally the growing resolve to de-risk and diversify.
The theme this year is Sanskar, Assertion, Accommodation, Advancement. President Draupadi Murmu today met President of Finland Alexander Stubb at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. The President said Mr. Stubb's presence at the Raisina Dialogue is a matter of pride for India. She expressed confidence that his views on the contemporary global situation will be valuable for the participants. President Murmu expressed confidence that the recently announced India-EU Free Trade Agreement will provide fresh momentum to bilateral trade and investment. The President said Finland is a global leader in advanced digital technologies. She appreciated the role of Finland's companies in the country's journey towards a Viksit Bharat. West Bengal Governor C.V. Anand Bose has resigned from his post ahead of the upcoming State Assembly elections. Mr. Bose was appointed as the West Bengal Governor in November 2022. Speaking to a news agency, Mr. Bose confirmed his resignation from the post this evening and said he had been the Governor of West Bengal for 3.5 years. Ladakh's Lieutenant Governor Kavindra Gupta today resigned from his post 8 months after assuming the office. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India stormed into the final defeating England by 7 runs in the second semi-final at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai tonight. Chasing a target of 254, England scored 246 for 7 in stipulated 20 overs. Earlier put into bat, India piled up Mahmood 253 for 7 in 20 overs. Sanju Samson was adjudged a player of the match, and India will face New Zealand in the finals on Sunday at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. And that's the end of the news bulletin.